Hachette Audio presents American Sirens. Written by Kevin Hazard. Read by Gilbert Glenn Brown. For Pepe, as always, and to John, who continues to answer the call. The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Gil Scott Heron. Prologue. It took Rajan screaming in their faces on the corner of 5th and Market for people to notice him. That's how easy he was to ignore. Thin, light-skinned, glasses, and those clothes. You know the clothes. Almost a uniform for people living on the streets. Dirty jeans and too large shoes, shirt upon shirt upon shirt. The sort of guy people ignore until he's shouting at them. And then it's like he appeared from nowhere. By magic. A problem without a source. Angry and raising hell over crimes committed against him yesterday or the week before, maybe a decade before. But he kept turning it up, and eventually got so combative, someone called the cops, which says something about how worked up he was. Considering, in the early 80s, Pittsburgh's Market Square was overrun by crime and drugs, by pigeons, by countless men just like this one. People did their best to keep moving. One look, don't look, and you're sucked in. Now they were sucked in. All those people staring, and not one of them knew his name. Across town, John Moon sat in a four-wheel drive Suburban with his job, Pittsburgh EMS, and title supervisor, painted on the door. Outwardly, John seemed constructed to blend, with his average height and weight, those soft features. Inside, he was a bundle of contrasts. Northern raised, but a southern accent. Mid-30s, but a string of past lives. Loved Angela Davis, and the Afro, but polite to the point almost of deference. He wore silver-framed glasses that he occasionally slid back into place with a long, thin finger. Inside his car, the radio played softly. A Jackie Wilson song, maybe, or the jazz guitar of Wes Montgomery. His truck was spotless, gleaming, the uniform freshly pressed. Everything about him, all that he owned, was carefully tended with the meticulous pride of a man who once had nothing. Outside his window, clouds slipped past in the Pittsburgh sky.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?